Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. I'm so glad to have you tuning in. And if you are new here, make sure you subscribe so you get that notification. And thank you for being a part of our community. And I'm so happy. So today, y'all, we have a special guest. And this person is so amazing. They make me happy. And that's my life partner, my husband, who's going to be joining us today talking about teamwork and marriage. Alonzo, tell the people about you.
What's going on, people? I'm Alonzo, husband of Jeray Williams. I am a father of two, with one on the way.
And so you got two, okay.
Yeah. Originally from here in Georgia. And so, I'm excited to get into these questions today.
Yeah. It's more like a conversation. We're not going to be just asking questions, okay? Yay. So before we dig into the teamwork of marriage, let's talk about a little bit of our backgrounds, about what we saw growing up in marriages, examples, and what was our perspective about marriage?
Yeah, so my perspective growing up is, I would say it was more like the typical gender role of, like, you know, dad goes out, he provides, mom kind of stays home, takes care of the house, things like that. You know, just the typical, you know, man, woman type of thing. So it didn't really seem that much like a partnership, as much as it's like a just agreed standard of living. Like, hey, this is how we're going to live life. So my view of marriage was like, it's something that people did, but it wasn't fulfilling. Like, I didn't really think that you could find like real fulfillment and like joy and all this fun stuff in marriage that is in marriage. So
did you not think people would be happy in a marriage?
I knew it was possible. It's just that the level of marriage that I saw growing up as a kid, it wasn't like, it wasn't something that made me feel like, oh, I can't wait to get married. You know, it was like, okay, so this is a version of marriage. Like, okay, it's nothing crazy, right?
And then how long were your parents married?
I think they're going on 40.
Okay, so they still together.
Yeah, still together.
Yeah. I just wanted to let people know that, you know, they've been married for so long. Like, that's an amazing thing. I know for me, y'all, I had a totally different experience from him. He grew up with two parents in the household, and they still live in the same childhood home that he grew up in, which is so cool to me. But for me, my parents they got married, but when I was younger, they split. And so I was mostly with my mom. She was single, and then she got married again, and they didn't work out. But it's more so like I grew up in a single mom household. I didn't really know much about marriage. I didn't know if I wanted to be married. I knew I wanted to be married, but I didn't know what to expect of a marriage. And I just didn't really have that good role models to show me what it looks like to be with married. But I won't really say role models. I would say more so mentors.
What changed your mind?
What changed my mind?
Yeah, what changed your mind?
About what?
About being married?
We're going to get into that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I said I wanted to be married, but I just didn't know what it would look like. And then at one point in life, though, I felt like marriage was just a piece of paper. And then, I don't know, as I got older, I was like, maybe I could get married. You know? It's crazy how life works. But then that leads us into, oh, we didn't even tell them how we met.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, so, all right, this is a little app. I don't know if y'all heard of it. It's called Tinder, right? So the way it works is if you see, like, a PYT. Yeah, I said PYT. I'm not that old, but you know what I mean. So if you see one, you swipe right. If you see you and she like what she like, she gonna swipe right. And so then when y'all both swipe right, y'all gonna match. And so then after that, you slide in DMs. And then... Shit.
That's crazy, though, because me and him did not even expect to meet each other on Tinder. Like, my brother told me, like, oh, try it out. And I'm like, whatever. And then, y'all, I met my husband. So you never know where you're going to meet the person that God sends for you. You just got to be open. And that's what led me to, it's like a little background about how we met each other. And when I first met him, I knew that he was it. I was like, this is it. Like, and so that's what really made me think, like, I could be married. And I was like, this man is just amazing. Like, he knows what he wants. He has good conversation. He has things going for him. And it was just amazing, y'all. But now we're going to get into the gender roles. And y'all know, sometimes I get a little bit out of breath because I'm pregnant, but it's all good. But we're going to go into talking about gender roles and how we see them in our home. So I'm going to let Fonzo tap in with that. Go ahead, babe.
Got you. So I don't really believe that gender roles exist in our home. I believe is that the standard that we have for our household is like a standard of service. So wherever there's a need that needs to be met, of course, as the head of the household, I make it my purpose to be the first to meet that need. But if, say, I'm not fully able to, you know, of course, you're going to step in and be able to do that, and vice versa. Say there's something you're not able to get to, and I get to it, right? It's kind of like a, you know, a side, like real partnership, right? So that's how I view, I guess, gender roles. I don't think that it's like set in stone. I think it's fluid. Wherever that need needs to be met, somebody's going to have to meet it. If not me, then you. If not you, then me. That's how I see it.
Can you tell us more about what you mean by needs? Elaborate.
Right. So, for example, it might be a situation, and I guess you could say, it was something recent that we could use. Oh, so in certain situations, how with Sonny, he may not listen to you right away, mm-hmm. right? And so I might have to come alongside and apply a little bit more pressure, mm-hmm. right? Not necessarily aggression, but just like, you know, like we talked about this before, like, you know, that base, it hits different for your child, yeah. right? And so, I meet that need in that way as far as, like, being that father figure, right? Another way.
I like how you talk about that in the parenting aspect, but I'm gonna push you. What about with, like, household duties and tasks? Like, how do you tackle that?
Yeah, so, like, of course, as you know, you all know she's pregnant. So the energy level is kind of low right now. And so where I come in and meet those needs is, you know, when Sonny's room is a mess, go in there, clean it up. He'll help me clean it up. You know, I'll cook, clean up that kitchen, vacuum, just tackle the household chores. Even though I feel tired as well from just work, I still understand, like, you know,
this is our house.
This is our house.
If you weren't here, well, if I wasn't here, you would still have to clean up after yourself. So it's kind of like that mentality. Because even though I stay at home and I could, you know, break my neck to do all of that during the day, just like, why burn myself out when we can do it as a team? Like, I do straighten up, y'all. I do my 15-minute cleans twice a day, like I told you guys on my Instagram. But it's one of those things where, like, teamwork makes the dream work. Because if I were to cook dinner, wash the dishes, vacuum the floor, clean the playroom, give my son a bath, like, it would take so much energy to do it alone. And that's why I commend single moms. I do. Because I know y'all take on a lot. And, you know, I pray that if you are a single mom, you have that village to help support you along the way. If not, you know, I pray that you get one. Because it can be a lot of work.
Yeah, that's really how, you know, we meet each other's needs. And we see one person slacking in one area, it's like, okay, I'm going to come alongside. Like, oh, okay, you tired today? Okay, well, I got you. You know, you don't have the mental capacity at this moment to deal with screaming toddler. All right, I got you. I'll get him. So, yeah.
It's like a tap in, tap out kind of thing. But when it's like when we're both up, like we both on 100, like, okay, cool. But if it's not, like, one person's more tired than the other, it's making sure that you have that communication. Because sometimes I don't want to feel like, oh, dang, like, he just don't even want to help me. But it's more so like him communicating, like, hey, like, today I'm not my best. I am going to be helping, but I'm not going to be, you know, as hype or as involved. You know, I need a break. And I'm like, oh, okay, bet. Because he communicated that with me, I'm able to be more understanding about it versus, yeah. like, if he just laying in the bed, sleeping in, and I'm over here like, hey, man, like, we have a whole family household things to do. So then my next question that leads to for you is, like, what does it mean to be a leader of the household? Like, I know we talk about, oh, the man pays the bills and the woman does work. Like, one of those mentalities. But what does that mean for us in our home?
Yeah, so the way I view being a leader in the household is that, first off, in order to be an effective leader, you have to come in with the mentality of, like, serving. So that means me serving you. That means me serving our children. And that's going to look different from day to day. Like, for example, one way of me serving you would just be me, you know, cleaning up the kitchen after you cook. Mm-hmm. One way of serving Sonny would just be, like, as soon as I come through the door, he'll come up to me with a toy and just, like, stopping what I'm doing and just, you know, giving him that time, right? Putting the phone down, everything. That's a way of service. So to lead, to be an effective leader in the house, you have to be open and willing to, like, serve. That way you can get a feel and a temperature of your clan and really know, okay, this is where we are. So that way you can determine, all right, where should we be going from here? Because if everybody has a low mood, then I'll know, okay, I need to maneuver a little bit to help raise that energy. Mm-hmm. If everybody's good, everybody has good energy, everybody's, you know, just relaxed, then it's like, okay, well, I'm going to just join in on that instead of just trying to change anything, you know? So it's like, you know.
Yeah. And one cool thing, too, that we have in our home is, like, even though my husband is the leader of the home, but I see myself as the CEO of the home. So I'm making sure, like, we're running smoothly and we're communicating. Like I mentioned, we do our weekly meetings that I plan for y'all. So we look at our budget. We look at meal planning, meal prepping. We look at what's going on the upcoming week that we need to schedule out, and so that everyone knows what's going on in the home and on the same page. Because oftentimes, if we're not communicating, if my husband going to work out and I want to go do something for myself, like, if we're not communicating, it's not going to be able to happen. And that's where, like, the resentment and the frustration comes from, because it's like, dang, if he's leaving and I'm not able to do time for me, then where am I in the equation? But that's why we decided to start meeting weekly. And it makes such a big difference, because our communication is even stronger. And we're always working on ways to strengthen our communication and have more effective systems in our household so that we are running smooth. Like, if one person is not here, they can still hold it down. Like, my husband, if I leave the house randomly, he's not asking me, like, what does Sonny need, or what am I going to eat, or, like, what do we do? It's more so, like, he already knows, and he's already going to put that in motion. He's not calling and texting me, asking me a million questions. Like, he's like, oh, we good. And so that's something that I want to put at the forefront as well. If you are, you know, married, and you're like, how can we have a better teamwork? That's just one place to start for if we're, like, just communicating. And hold on, y'all. So then it reflects in our teamwork too with his leadership, because how you mentioned serving. So because my husband, he serves with love. It's not like he's just doing it just so I can get off his back. He's genuinely involved. It just allows him and allows me to be like, okay, like, he took a moment to play with Sonny, or he took a moment to clean the kitchen, or did a task or whatever without even me having to say something, which means a lot. And that's what reflects for me, because I do things for him as well without even, like, with that serving attitude and, like, being selfless. And so it's kind of like it goes back and forth. And it's not just one person serving and the other person just taking on. It's like it's an even playing field.
Yeah, because by us serving each other, by us, you know, loving each other, not only does that feel, you know, us up, but it ultimately spills over into, you know, Sonny, our son. He sees how we speak to each other, how we relate to each other, and, like, you know, him seeing us do life together and the life of, like, servitude, we know that it kind of helps give him a positive self-image in a way. Like, he sees us being active and present, and that makes him active and present. He sees us when we're working on our businesses and, you know, planning for the future. He sees that, and we can see just him picking up on that, you know, in small different ways.
Even with household tasks, like, he sees, like, oh, they cleaned up. Like, I need to clean up. Or he sees Alonzo taking the trash out. So now my son thinks he's supposed to take the trash out. And it's just those small little things that we are intentional about, and it reflects down to our son and then our future son. It's just, it goes in it goes in generations. Like, because we're focusing on us becoming our best selves, it's going to allow our children to want to cultivate their skills and how they run their homes in the future, which is pretty amazing. And I also want to say, to take a moment, even though we're talking about so many positive things of teamwork and marriage, we do have moments where it's like, what is going on? Like, we got to take a step back and reevaluate. Even when our systems change or like our schedules change, it can be tough for more in person. If, you know, if we don't plan it in advance, and it does happen, you know, nothing's perfect and we're a work in progress as well. So I just wanted y'all to know, like, although we are dropping knowledge about our teamwork, it's like, we do have moments of frustration. We do have moments of being overwhelmed. But what we do is communicate healthy. So we always make sure that we speak to each other with respect. And like, no matter how we feel, even if you have to take a moment. Mm-hmm. And
take those moments when you need them.
Yeah.
Is that space isn't a bad thing. You know, it allows time for you to take those breaths and to allow your brain time to just process. Like, you know, I'm one of those analytical process people, and I need that. So, I mean, everybody needs it, but, you know, don't be afraid to do that.
Yeah, most definitely. And so for us to close out, because this is a little longer than usual for my regular listeners, but what advice would you give a couple who's struggling with teamwork right now?
What advice would I give? The biggest advice I would give is just understand that your relationship, your marriage, is really the direction in which it goes. It shows how well you take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, if you aren't seeking to grow and improve, think of it like flowing water. Like, if water is stagnant, then all types of disease and viruses can grow from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you're continuously seeking to self-improve and to grow, mature, and to develop a higher, greater character, then how is your marriage not going to be healthy? How is your marriage not going to be prosperous? How is God not going to bless your family? Because he sees you being diligent with the biggest thing he ever gave you, which is your life. So my biggest advice is just be wise with your time as far as pouring into yourself the right things. And by doing that, I mean, it's like a domino effect.
Yeah, it makes me also think about, like, for generations to come, like, if you were nurturing your marriage and being those mentors for your children, like, they're going to be able to do the same thing as they get older. Like, oh, this is what healthy communication looks like. This is what emotional constancy looks like. This is what teamwork looks like. It's just so many factors, and that's why you have to be wise who you're married to. But that's another conversation. But my advice I would give a couple struggling with teamwork is to focus on healthy communication. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it's where you have to be vulnerable enough to let your partner know what you're feeling on the inside. And it's tough telling someone else, you know, putting that onto someone. I know I used to struggle with it, and sometimes I still do, depending on the topic. But it's just like, you have to communicate, because if this is your life partner and y'all are supposed to be aligned and you're not able to communicate those things, that's not really a good outlook for you, you know? So I would say just take those moments to just sit and check in with your partner. How, instead of just saying, how was your day, just be like, you know, what did you learn today? What was tough for you today? What's something that, you know, you count as a win today? And just having those kind of conversations, because it kind of flows into what someone's actually really feeling. Versus if you're saying, how was your day? It could be surface level, like, it's good. And, you know, they can have the worst day of their life, but they know, like, oh, nobody really cares. But if you go deeper, that's where you really figure out what's going on. And, y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Thank you, babe, for taking the time out to join me so we could talk about teamwork and marriage, because it doesn't sound the same when I'm talking about it on my own.
I got you.
If you guys enjoyed him, you know, let us know. And if you finished this all the way to the end, I want you to screenshot it in your story and tag me in it on Instagram at jeray.williams. And until next time, all right, bye, guys.
All right.